You are with Mind Food Radio, Nikki Rennie with you, and I am thrilled to be joined by the co-founders of Kamalaya in Ko Samui Wellness Retreat, John and Karina Stewart. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nikki.
Right, well, you have a very important role to play there at Kamalaya, and we'll talk to you first, John. How easy is it to be successful but learn how to appreciate the need for, you know, slowing down?
Well, my background is as a monk. I spent 16 years in the Himalayas, living in a rather remote spiritual community. And that's kind of an essential part of our day. So we learned, and I learned, how to, throughout the day, stop and take pause and reflect a little bit on where I am, where I'm at in my day, where I'm at with myself. And I use those as tools before I make big decisions.
How easy is that, John, for somebody to do in a normal day-to-day situation? Say they've got a really busy work environment. What do you suggest for them to slow down?
Well, we always have enough time to take a few deep breaths. We always can find a moment to just close our eyes and remember something that was a big inspiration to us, either a mentor or a place in nature, something that touched us very much in our lives. And when you use your memory to, it's a way of reconnecting to yourself. And that can only take maybe 10 seconds, maybe 60 seconds. We can do that. And I do that, 10 or more times a day.
What great advice. Right, I'm going to try that. Now, I'll talk to you now, Karina. Stress. How big a part does stress play in our daily lives?
It's huge.
Yeah.
I think from the moment people wake up in the morning and take that first cup of coffee, they have automatically switched their biochemistry into the stress response with the high adrenaline and high cortisol that is the result of a strong first morning cup of coffee.
What happens if we don't have the coffee, though? Do they go hand in hand, coffee and stress?
That's an interesting question. I think when we're stressed, we're more likely to reach for the things that will maintain the biochemistry of stress, like salty foods, like sugary foods, like caffeinated beverages, when really what we need to be reaching for are things that will help us bring us back into balance. So I call it, you know, taking a much lower dose of caffeine in the morning, perhaps some light green tea or some light black tea, you know, rather than jolting the body wide awake with a strong mug of coffee. But, you know, having said that, I understand some people feel they can't get through the day unless they do that. So it might be a gradual process of change, a lower dose and less frequency as they find alternatives.
Now, the other thing is, obviously, we've got very high stress levels and we do have way more coffee than we used to do, which does impact on our sleep. Now, how important is it that we get good sleep?
It's instrumental. It's absolutely essential. It's not a nice to have. It's a absolutely must have if we want to perform mentally with clarity and with effectiveness. If we want to physically have the stamina and energy for our day, we must get good, solid, restful sleep.
Okay, so how much of what we do during the day contributes to our effectiveness to sleep at night?
A lot. For example, it takes 6 hours to detoxify 50% of the caffeine that we consume. So if we aim to be in bed, let's say at 10 o'clock, and we have a cup of coffee at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, 50% of that caffeine is still in our system when we're trying to go to sleep, which means we're not going to have that deep, restful sleep with that caffeine running through our nervous system, affecting our neurotransmitters, affecting cortisol and adrenaline. So we need to be mindful of things like that. Also, alcohol at night interferes with the secretion of melatonin, which is essential. Melatonin, high doses of it during night, and the release of it to have a deep, restful sleep and to really repair and restore. And it also, melatonin protects against cancer and against brain oxidation. So you can begin to see that what we consider our normal habits do have an impact on our sleep quality.
Finally, let's talk about what we put in our bodies to power it, food. It's not just food, isn't it? It can be medicinal.
We can do so many wonderful things. For example, having a cup of lemon balm tea, for example, for people who are prone to anxiety due to stress, it will give you a calm sleep, nervous system will feel more balanced, as one example. So some lemon balm tea at night. or a foot bath with magnesium salts or Epsom salts will also help the mind quiet down before sleep, and then we will have a more restful sleep. We know magnesium helps the muscles relax and the nervous system relax. Just small little things like that, but they have an impact if they're the right things.
Oh, look, listening to both of you makes me realise how much work I've got to do on myself. John, just quickly, if somebody was to come to Karmalaya, the wellness retreat in Koh Samui, they come stressed, they're busy. How can they expect to leave Karmalaya?
Well, what our experience is, and we've had more than 30,000 people go through our programs, is people leave relaxed, rested, with a clear mind, wanting to come back.
Fantastic. John and Karina Stewart, the co-founders of one of the most beautiful places on earth, Karmalaya Wellness Retreat. Thank you for your time on Mind Food Radio.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Nikki. It's an honor. Thank you.